are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to No Dumb Idea. It's a pop culture podcast, but we like to make jokes and come up with funny little what ifs and do little trivia games. It's all in good fun. I'm one of your hosts, Gibbleding, and who am I joined with now?
Gym leader Nate, and it's not all in good fun. I am going to tear down the world with my criticism of the new Power Rangers movie.
Ooh.
And I...
The new Power... What?
I don't know. I'm just naming something that I'll be critical of.
Oh, okay. I was like, I did not know there was a new one, but I'm down. But this is Dala.
The same one that we all know of.
I'm Dala. I'm the melancholy one, so everything's neutral to me.
Lame.
I don't know if that's neutral. Is melancholy neutral? No, I feel like it's more downtrodden and sad.
It's like ho-hum, yeah.
Fine. Yeah. Or what am I thinking of?
Fuck me.
I'm thinking of something nonchalant. I'll say nonchalant.
Annoying. Sounds like it.
I'm nonchalant.
Ah, nonchalant.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
I think I got a cousin named Nonchalance.
Speaking of nonchalance, it's January. It's the first month of the year. You know, who'd have thunk it? And, you know, here at No Dumb Idea, we like to talk about movies, particularly,
mm-hmm.
and Magic the Gathering, but that's not about that right now. And so I thought, you know, oh my goodness, it's January. What happens in January? Fucking nothing. Nothing except bad dumpster fire movies. Just terrible dumpster fire movies.
Or movies that people never hear of.
Yeah.
Which is me, mostly. Fake movies.
These aren't real.
Movies that might as well be made up.
Exactly. Like, there's no way that anyone had gone and seen this movie.
Yeah, no one's seen it at the very least, but yeah.
And so, give me just a second. I gotta refill my,
water?
The cat's fountain, because it's making a lot of noise. That's definitely going to pick up. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about Power Rangers movie now.
God, they really fucked up how they use the,
you know, the newest one?
Theme song. Yeah, the newest one.
Like 20, I guess probably like what, 2018 at this point or some shit?
I think around there, yeah.
I don't think I've seen
it. Yeah, it was embarrassing. It wasn't bad. I liked a lot of it. I liked that it really felt like they were like the new interpretation of teens with attitude.
Oh, that's right. We talked about
that. That was important to me.
Yeah. It's
supposed to be teens with attitude, and I felt they did that well. But then all of a sudden, they put the theme song in like the worst spot. Like Goldar, the whole Goldar redesign didn't make any sense. I hated that.
But why? That's not a January movie, is it?
No, we were just talking about it while you were going.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was explaining the gripes that I was referencing.
So January is considered a dump month for by movie studios, or I guess not by movie studios, by the
viewers.
Critiques,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Basically, movie studios dump the shittiest movies, the things that they're not confident in.
Yeah.
There are other dump months, but I'd say the most famous ones are
January, February.
From January.
Or mostly January, really. February gets like Valentine's stuff by then.
February's getting there.
Yeah.
It had Madame Web.
Oh, yeah. And they also dumped movies there that specifically they weren't sure how they were going to do, went into test screenings, and they got negative feedback on. And then they're like, well, it's too late to pull out, so shuffle some dates around and stick it in January.
And then, you know, there's like, sometimes there's a question of, oh, is it the movie's bad, like, which usually it is, or is it because, oh, it's after the holidays and people don't, you know... Nothing really happens right after the holidays, which that also makes sense. You know, January's
a
month of breathing room. It's cold.
It's quarter one.
There's no sales.
Yeah, quarter one.
And then there's like a handful of the experimentals, you know?
Yeah.
Those films that get launched in January because like people have no idea what to call that movie. And it's like just like it's kind of its own. I don't know. It's just like it's enough of a weird take on trying to do something that they have no confidence in it. So they're like, let's just put it in January.
Yeah.
You know, not every January movie is going to be, you know, like I said, you know, there are some good ones. I think the new Wolfman looks pretty good.
Oh, is that January?
It comes out in 10 days. Yeah. Ooh. It's, and the reviews so far are supposed to be really good. But we're not talking about good movies.
No.
Yeah. Whoopsie doops.
I think all movies good.
Poopsie doop. All the movies you only picked a good movie. Yeah. Good January movies.
Yeah. Nice. Kinda.
I think to really get into it, we gotta start from the beginning.
Ooh. 1916. The first 1916.
Dan January.
January Jones.
Found a small village. And January Jones.
Senior.
Daniel January found a small village on the eastern side.
Yeah.
Right on the eastern side.
Yeah.
Nuzzled in.
Of somewhere. Of a country.
And they started the town of January. And
they were import, it was dumping, like dumps, like garbage dumps was their biggest import. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. And they all happen to be old movies.
Yeah, yeah.
They got to the old movie at the time. Gig much later.
Yeah. The first talkie just started there, you know, and yeah.
It's, yeah, and so then, you know, they said, what the, you know, 1917 came around and the months were invented, and they said, what the hell, why don't we name them after this small...
this town. This little rural town of
this rural town
with
January Jones,
and next door is Dan February, you know, and like famously two towns over
invented in the 20th century.
Yeah. And then there's that weird turn march.
Yeah,
that just all they do is march.
I don't know. They had like 7 or 8 months back in the 1800s. Don't look it up.
Yeah,
and then the colonies.
Obama.
Something about the colonies.
Added more months.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama. I'm just kidding.
Incredible.
Yes,
incredible
yes.
stuff.
Don't worry. Trump's going to fix the calendar.
And then fast forward to right now, the moment that you're listening to this. And
well, we have to talk about Meet the Spartans.
Yeah. And I, Frankenstein.
Oh my god, I forgot that was
Frankenstein.
In there. Holy shit.
Frankenstein. Okay. It's me, Two-Face. Before
fuck,
I was...
Man.
I have multiple faces because it's all cut up. I haven't seen it, to be fair.
He's Frankenstein, but he has abs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and that's incredible.
Kind of I love Abenstein.
He's got a scarred face.
Yeah.
Not even a stitched face. Can you believe it? Okay, so... you know, we fast forwarded to modern times. Let's look at some of the. I've only gone back like, I don't know, maybe 15-ish years. No, probably actually 20 years. I've gone back at least like 20 years.
Time machine.
Yeah. My list. I don't know. I don't think I have a list really. I think I just
have crap.
Honestly, I've just been looking through. I've just been like, yeah, it's all crap. I've just been looking through the Ranker article, the worst January movie releases. So go check that out if you want to see what I'm seeing.
Just picking up what you put down.
Oh, thank God! I found a Jason Statham movie too that came out in January.
Is it Beekeeper?
I'm so fucking. Is it Beekeeper
it's
or Dungeon Siege?
No, it's one that I've never even heard of.
That's probably
Dungeon
why.
Dungeon Siege.
Dungeon
American
Siege, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dungeon Siege, yeah.
In the Name of the King, a Dungeon Siege tale.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So
okay.
Fucking...
I have it on my list, but I didn't
Jason Statham.
Why don't we start with that? Okay, we're going to start with Jason Statham. A little bit of Stifey-wifey, ain't it? Dungeon Siege. You know, this is... I think this is another... I for sure know it's Uwe Boll. But I think it's a video game adaptation.
Whoa,
with Jason Statham. I think this is one of his. It was only released in theaters because I remember seeing it advertised around the same time that Cloverfield came out, which, funny enough, is a good, a good January movie. But I remember even knowing at the time, like, that Uwe Boll was a hack. And just being like, how the fuck did this movie get into theaters? But it was because of JC Stafey Wafy.
It's got Ray Liotta, too.
Behind
looks like.
That one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. My God.
It's got like a... This might have been before he got like known for crap, where it's like... Because I guess Uwe Boll, he does get like... No. He gets like Meatloaf in fucking Blood Rain. He gets like Mad Mikkelsen. Not Mad. What's his name?
Mad Blood Rain, Ben Kingsley. Also in a January release.
Oh, is it nice? Oh, yeah. All the Uwe Boll probably count, honestly. In this.
So let's start talking about Uwe Boll. We got to, because I'm sure we got the same kind of list.
Yeah.
You know, name? Dungeon Siege. Let me read that plot really quick.
Sure.
Meanwhile, while I do that, Dala, do you want to give an update on who Uwe Boll is and maybe certain practices that he.
Yeah, sure. I can do a quick little. Uwe Boll is fucking.
Maybe don't make it quick. I gotta read some.
I'll make it quick, but then I'll talk about. Oh, there's plenty of things to talk about.
He's a shaman of the old world.
He's a German. I think German director who found that there's like a legal loophole where movies don't need to be good. They can make more money if they're bombs. You know, like the producers, the Mel Brooks producers movie, essentially. So for some reason he found like some way to do adaptations of a crap ton of video game movies, obviously really shitty. But my favorite thing about him particularly is that he is he's a boxer. So he's actually pretty good at fighting apparently. But he's like, oh, if any critics are like bashing my shit, I'll take them out in the ring. Like, come at me
I'll
first.
I'll fight you. Fight me about
very
it.
Very much a kid's fucking thing. Like, but yeah, he's done movies like Alone in the Dark, House of the Dead, Blood Rain, like I'm looking up right now to try to figure out who the guy I'm trying to think of, which is Michael Madsen. That was the guy I was trying to think of. He's in Blood Rain. Ben Kingsley, Michelle Rodriguez.
That's crazy.
That's right. Yeah,
those... Ben Kingsley's in that?
Yep. Yeah, he is.
Meatloaf.
He is. That's nuts.
Billy Zane is apparently in Blood Rain. I did not know
Billy that. Zane. Yeah.
So he could get...
Can it, Zane?
He can usually get actors for some reason. Not like...
It's a walk-off.
Yeah. I guess it's just, again, he made Postal, Far Cry. He did Rampage. Is this the fucking... Oh, no, okay. Some other. With,
I remember him doing Far Cry and Rampage.
It's not the Rampage with The Rock, though. The, like, video game. That one, surprisingly, isn't a video game. No. Surprisingly.
No, it's the... Jesus Christ. It's the Epic Gamer Rampage. The other Epic Gamer Rampage.
Ooh, fun. Mm-hmm. He's done Blubberella, which is, like, a...
This is my nickname in high school.
Exploit, yeah.
Okay.
And Auschwitz.
This isn't an Uwe Boll episode, Dala. Get over it.
Yeah.
Anytime
I can chill.
We'll never really get over Uwe Boll.
I'll chill whenever I can.
No, he's actually going to come up again later.
Again, all of his moves are probably January.
Yeah, he's going to come up again later.
His name might as well be Daniel January.
The U in Uwe stands for January. Little known fact.
And then Blood Rain. That's a horny movie. It's a weird one. It's
not
so
a good one.
Bland looking. But that's Uwe Boll.
Yeah.
You know. I guess the next chunk that we could talk about. I think they're the same directors. Honestly,
nice.
I don't.
I'm excited
respect
for this one.
It.
I think
I don't respect them enough. Let's see.
Several of them.
I think this.
Meet the Spartans.
Yep, I knew it.
Epic
movie.
Date movie.
Fucking.
I don't have date movies in there.
Okay, but nonetheless, we have two of them.
Those two are the same directors, and then...
That's why date movies good at better is the best of those three.
Yeah. What if Xerxes, but he's Optimus Prime?
And he's gay.
What if... And what if he's gay?
Borat's
What
there.
If Borat?
Yeah.
What if Hellboy? But what if Iron Man? And what if Iron Man kicked Hellboy in the nuts?
Yeah. God.
Holy fuck, I hated these fucking movies so much, man.
I fucking, because I love scary movies. I love spoof parody movies. Growing up, I would watch, I stopped right before Meet the Spartans, I will say. By then, I was like, okay, this is just starting to get actually just stupid and bad by that point.
I think superhero movie was the last good one.
Probably, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people think that, like, date movie, epic movie, mm-hmm. Meet the Spartans, that they're the same people that made the scary movies.
It's,
but they didn't.
No.
But superhero movie was made by the same guys that made Scary Movie.
That's
when
true.
Leslie Nelson comes back and it's got like a much tighter everything. In fact, oh my god, that movie holds up so fucking well now.
Oh, yeah.
Like it aged like wine. Oh,
it really
god,
does.
So good.
It's so like- good. And the fact that all these tropes were like double downed on by Hollywood, everything that they like joked about and like,
yeah,
I will say there's...
But this isn't a superhero movie episode, Jim Leader Nate.
It should be.
It should be. Right? Yeah.
Every episode
be should be
an episode. We should have
about more deserved. I do want to say, one of these days, every now and then I get the idea of like, I want to make some kind of like barometer or like test that I could utilize for when I watch a movie of how poorly it's aged or not. Be like, you know, like how many laughs I get per minute that aren't offensive or, you know, or that are topical. And I want to use the Epic and Meet the Spartans and all those other fucking dumb parodies as like,
Jesus Christ.
The baseline.
As the bookends.
To kind of see like, I mean, not the baseline, but just see like, okay, like how many laughs per minute or whatever the fuck are there in Meet the Spartans or Meet the...
Where would Tropic Thunder land on a list like
exactly. That? Exactly. That's what I'm like, that's I'm so genuinely funny. Curious, like, come up with some barometer. But yeah. That's all. That's the best that those movies will do for me, at least. Meet the Spartans, an epic movie.
That'll be a good next episode, honestly. If you want to do that one next,
that's gonna take some time.
How did it age barometer?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Because I want to come up with actually
from milk to fine wine.
Yeah. Jeez. To eggs out on the counter.
If there's a how did it age barometer, actually, there's a podcast and YouTube channel I recommend called This Aged Great. They basically look at older material or like material movies and shit like that and see what's problematic and what's good and what's bad. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty fucking pretty hilarious.
Hey, This Aged Great podcast, have me on. I'll help you. I'll create a barometer system for y'all. I'll be happy to collab.
You could say us.
Oh, sure.
Say have
us all.
All do it.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe we could all do it. Do it. Yeah.
No.
I don't know. But that's just my thoughts.
Or just
only me.
Anyways. No. So I hated these movies. Shut up! I hated these movies as a kid.
They're stupid.
They were so annoying. They were so like.
Yeah, they got so bad so quickly too.
I must have been 13, so anything was making me laugh, and
I guess. But
I just remember seeing that, like, so annoying.
I will say, like, date movie, because that one came out, I think, right before Epic. I think that one. I was like, okay, haha, it's like not as funny, but it's still like okay. And then Epic movie was like, I think I was just
gonna pimp yo girl,
blinded by like, oh, these are great, right? And then I think, oh no, that might have been the one that, well, yeah, that might have been the last one where I was like, no, these are actually stupid. Like, goddamn, I'm done with these because they're just a bunch of like, and like the penguin comes and Laszlo or Aslan comes and he fucking takes a bong rip and, you know, and
it like,
hell yeah.
It stopped being about like pointing out like and critiquing the genre and just started to be like, what's a genre we can make a dumb version of?
But not even that.
Like, instead of having actual critiques.
Not even that. Yeah, yeah.
But like, instead of having anything that's a comment on the fantasy genre, just like you said, it's like, just have Aslan take a bong rip, lol.
Yeah.
Like, what's a reference
for slaps bitches, and now it's I pimp your ride, or pimp your my ride, or whatever.
Yeah, and it's like random references that like don't mesh well at all, that they just force in there.
Yeah.
What if the main characters had an orgy with the satyr from fucking
Narnia?
From Narnia.
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny, I guess?
So in the same vein, I was going to say, too, I wanted to talk about Movie 43 when they tried to do
that. Yeah, that was going to move on to
totally different. Yeah, totally different directors and stuff. That was like the huge collaboration.
God, yeah.
Of like with all these short stories that were all directed by different people. And they're all supposed to be, like...
funny.
Gimmicky, funny things like that, but are just, like, terrible. Like, so many of them just, like, have no...
like, joke or...
I've seen a couple...
no cleverness to them.
Hmm.
I've seen a couple clips. I've actually not seen this movie just because it looks so bad.
Yeah.
I think the only one I've seen is, like... the only one I've seen is that, like, Halle Berry has, like, a... dick for a nose, or like a dick for a chin, or like balls Hugh, for a throat, or something.
Hugh with this Wolverine. What's
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, I'm like, it's late. I'm blanking on names, but yeah, he has balls on his
penises.
Jack Hugerine.
Yeah.
He has penises for claws. What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he has penises for his penis.
They go florp. What'd you say, bub?
Ooh, you're kind of hot. Sink. They're getting hard. No, the one I've seen that I didn't know, I've seen as a real separate, like recently, that I'm like, oh, that's actually kind of funny, but could use some work. Like, it's a lot of them I feel like probably could use work. It's the one where, like, this kid's homeschooled and the parents are like, we're going to give... It's Sabretooth funny. The actor that plays Sabretooth, and I forget who the woman is, but they're like, we're homeschooling.
Oh, Liam Schreiber.
Schreiber. We want to give our kid like the full high school experience. So it's like they like kiss and like the mom kisses him and like... It's like fucking... It's
like, she like asks their son out on a date.
And the dad bullies him, right?
And the dad bullies him.
It's so stupid.
It's like they're gimmicks that are like funny right when you realize what the idea is. You're like, oh, that's so funny. But then as it goes on, you're like, okay, but like I get it.
Yeah. The joke needs more work to kind of get like a good punchline or work out some...
I remember...
Some kinks in it.
There's Johnny Knoxville and who is it? Country Mac. Sean William Scott. Yeah. They find a leprechaun and they beat up a leprechaun or something like that. I think that's one of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds funny. But then they found a way to not make it funny. Potentially. I guess I don't know.
I haven't seen that. I don't want to see it.
It like didn't help that they were all like, I don't know. There was no real theme. There was no real cohesiveness. It was just kind of just a bunch of random short stories.
I think they're like,
probably calling it Movie 43 wasn't a good idea because I don't think that's such a terrible way to market it.
And I think there's one I also remember seeing, like, but I don't even remember if it's funnier or what the whole thing was, but it's like Emma Stone goes to McCulkin, the brother, Luke, not Kevin, but or whatever.
Macaulay.
Huh?
Brian?
No.
What? Kieran Culkin?
Kieran. She goes to Kieran Culkin and she's like, he's working at like a grocery store and she's like, you fucked me so hard, but like, I miss you, like crying and stuff. And I'm like, again, like I fail to remember what it was, but I remember it not being
what
like,
the fuck?
And it's just like, oh, these are great actors. Like, such a waste, you know? It's like, this could have been.
That was the other thing that was nuts, was that how many actors, big, like A-list actors they got to be in it just to like, just crap out the worst piece of crap.
Yeah. Sheesh.
Incredible.
I'll include that on the.
Yeah, no, I love big swings and. Yeah. If. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
I feel like January movies have established that is just the spoof movie month at this point.
The bad one.
Like. Yeah. In a bad way.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Then there's also Season of the Witch. This one.
Oh, is it the
classic?
Nick Cage
one of the first memes.
Or something?
Yeah. It's the Nick Cage remake of a 1970s, 60s, 70s?
Oh, is it the Romero 70s, one?
60s?
Is it a remake of Romero?
I'm not sure.
Because that's what I was
where
like,
he goes on an island and he's on an island and there's and they burn him on fire on the at the end.
Oh, Wicker Man. What do you think of Wicker Man?
That's Wicker Man.
Yeah.
Or the one where he burns. What did I just read?
Season of the Witch.
Right?
Because there's a Nicolas Cage Season of the Witch, but that's like a... Okay, I'm looking at it now. It looks like a fantasy thing.
And that is the January movie, Season of the Witch, yeah.
Gotcha. So yeah, Wicker...
Okay, so you know what's so funny? I am so fucking exhausted and running off of no sleep. I was looking at titles, and I saw Season of the Witch. I'm like... Oh, yeah. The Wicker Man. No,
which came out in September. I just looked it up just in case, but yeah.
All right, man. All right.
Yeah, I was like, maybe it is January.
But no, Season of the Witch. He has a sword and long hair. Yeah. And you know what? Nick Cage with long hair. I love seeing it. It's so silly.
I will say, I guess to plug another podcast, the Weekly Podcast Massacre did a cover, or they covered Season of the Witch with Nicolas Cage, I should say. So go check that out.
He was on there?
Yeah, they covered it with him. But no, if you want to hear the movie broke down, because I'd never seen it. Or did they do that one?
Yeah.
Shit. Let me double check, because now I'm thinking of a different movie.
Maybe you're thinking of Wicker Man.
Yeah. Well, I might be thinking of like Drive Angry or some bullshit, probably. But I don't know. Ooh. Go check them out nonetheless.
Okay.
Go check out that podcast nonetheless.
Let's see. We got Elektra right here.
Oh, is that?
Ooh, that's a good one. Right, that's yeah. One. Okay. Elektra. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Wow, that wasn't on my list.
I remember a guy has tattoos that come out. There's like a wolf that comes out of it.
That's cool. I think there's like eagles and stuff. Yeah, I remember that movie being so psyched because I liked the Daredevil movie at the time. I like Daredevil. I like Elektra. Like, the movie got me really into like the Frank Miller stuff in general. And so when it came out, I was like, oh, cool. And it's like a popular thing at the time was always to recast like the main character or just the actors often. Like, I think of Batman, later became from Keaton to fucking Clooney eventually, but they didn't recast her. It's her. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, it's the same continuity. Like, this is the closest we'll get to a sequel. And it's just fucking utter shit. Mm-hmm. Just, like, so bad. Like, boring.
Nothing that bland. Anyone wanted.
Probably one of the first movies I could think of that had, like, a saturation where I'm like, I can't see what the fuck's going on. Like, most of this movie. Or it looks so boring. Like, just muted saturation. But that's basically the most I can give. The most praise I can give this movie.
That it kept the continuity.
Yeah.
I was gonna say too, there's a couple new ones I found that I feel like are important to mention. Legion. Ooh. I don't know if you guys ever saw Legion.
That's the one with the ice cream guy, right?
It's an old granny, right?
Yeah. Where it's the angel and antichrist movie where an angel is trying to a fallen angel is trying to protect the bearer of the antichrist that they can't start the apocalypse.
The bearer of the antichrist, I thought it was the bearer of the new Christ, the reverse antichrist, if you will.
Antichrist, because basically the demons are trying to get to her, so not so that they can kill her, they want to kill everybody else around her so they can take her, I believe was the thing. Was that like all the and then because only some of them that came after them are demons. A lot of what come after them are other angels trying to kill the Antichrist.
That's right. And then Legion was like, I'm the best angel. I got to protect this little baby.
Did that one get her a secret?
Something like that. It was hard to remember. It was like so. It was all such nonsense.
I think he gets his ring. His rings ripped off. His rings whipped off.
Whipped off.
I'm so fucking...
Do you want to keep going?
Yeah, he definitely gets some ripped off.
So that one's pretty cool. I haven't seen it.
I think it's still Legion? Like an interesting watch. Honestly, I would say it's not.
It's not the worst.
It's not unwatchable.
No, yeah, it's a bit bland from my memory. I remember watching it quite a bit actually on DVD. I don't know why. It's just one of those ones we saw in theaters.
It's really easy to have in the background.
Yeah, and it's like spooky, but not too spooky, where it's like, and you can just kind of, like you said, throw it on the background, do some other shit.
Last 60% of Dust Till Dawn is the whole movie.
But not good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like structurally, like, I feel like it like, kind of emulated Dust Till Dawn.
Yeah. God, I just realized Paul Blart came out also in January. Mall Cop. Nice.
Oh, yeah, but that's a good movie. that's a good movie. And we're not talking
about... That's a blockbuster.
I mean, I do have a list of good movies, which I was kind of...
We're supposed to be talking about bad movies, like Tooth Fairy starring The Rock, which also came out in January.
Nice.
God. I don't want to talk about The Rock.
No?
I've been informed by my publicist that I'm not allowed to talk about The Rock anymore.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I got informed by my publicist that I'm exclusively supposed to mention him at least once an episode.
It's like, come on, you can work him in once every hour. Come on.
Always bring up The Rock, say he sucks, and then move on in order to stay hip with the kids.
That sucks. His doll is our publicist, so I don't know what's going on.
I just like 2025.
He's just trying to make us fight.
Yeah, 2025, new, change things up, season two, essentially.
Sow some chaos.
Yeah. Actually, you mentioned Dusk Till Dawn earlier. I did want to point that out, that is also a January movie, and probably, in my opinion, one of the better ones, or for sure one of the better ones.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Maybe even one of the best.
Yeah. I mean...
Welcome to the Daily Twister.
I am curious, Taken is also one. Where do you guys fall on that? Where's Taken? Is that good, bad? Is that melancholic?
The first one was
good.
I
don't think you know what melancholic is, but...
That's middle, right?
Was it titularly melancholic?
Yeah.
Glass came out.
Oh, Glass
was Split? Glass January.
Split was Glass January too.
Split was also January.
Yeah, so that's why they were like
tragic.
They were like Split well, so fuck it, let's throw in Glass. I guess like maybe we could change things around with January, and nope, quite the opposite.
Oh, the fucking Mean Girls, the Mean Girls musical that came out last year.
About that. Wow.
Yeah,
yeah, that was bad.
To talk about Glass for a second, yeah. I had not been so pumped for a movie in a while. At that point where I was just really was just like, so I thought it was going to be so interesting. I was like, oh my God, please finally make a good movie again. Please. Like,
yeah,
like Unbreakable so much, like so cool to me. I always loved Unbreakable. Yeah. Split was super fun. And I was like, please tell me this is going
to
be good.
You ran just like James McAvoy did in Split to the theaters to go watch Glass.
To the theaters to watch Glass. In the end, my soul was crushed like Samuel L. Jackson falling down the stairs.
Yeah, exactly. Your soul was made of glass, not Unbreakable.
Mm-hmm. Like we you did a dog run and then you got drowned in a puddle. Just like a
puddle. Oh my God.
God, it's funny you mentioning
that was.
Go on.
It's just that the whole plot of the last movie is just like
flubbed it.
Like who? I don't like what. Like I don't. It feels like such a crazy follow up.
Yeah.
The other two movies.
I think that's about. I think I feel like I've exhausted my list so far. You know. I guess one that I want to talk about that I feel should be an honorary January release.
It's February.
It had multiple release dates.
Oh.
And one of them was January. Actually, the second to last release date was January before it got pushed back 3 months. And that is Morbius.
Yes. Okay, I knew. Okay.
At one point, Morbius was a January
supposed
movie.
Supposed to come out in January. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And when I had heard that, I was like, whoa, baby, let's go. Like, right. That is
had January vibes.
January movie.
That would have been great if every Spider-Man movie came out in fucking January. That would have been perfect.
Oh, actually, instead, Morbius came out on April Fool's Day.
Oh, did it?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, it did.
That's even better. That's awesome. No, it's funny that you guys were mentioning, like, it's literally, like, a day or two ago, I was like, oh, man, you know, it's been a minute. I want to go to the theater. I haven't seen a movie in a theater in, like, or it's been since Nosferatu. And I was like, what's playing? Oh, yeah, it's January. Nothing. Nothing of worth. Yeah. So,
nothing good.
Yeah.
Wolfman.
I guess soon. 10 days.
Well, actually, I think there's a couple things coming out this year that actually are worth seeing.
I'm sure.
Nos 5 Rotu. Nos 2
Rotu. Nos 2 Rotu.
What
was it? I was just looking at it.
Nos 4 Rotu 2.
Nos 5 3.
But that's not January. That's like later.
That's not January.
Yeah.
Oh wait, that's later.
Yeah, because I was like, I want something now.
Oh, but this brought up the last.
I'm sure. If anything, I'll go to a theater that's playing like an old like just a rerun of fucking Good, Bad, and the Ugly or something. You know, like there's a lot of theaters in the area. I'm sure I could find a movie that I want to see playing. But yeah.
But true. What about you guys? How do you feel about January movies? What do you think of them? Do you have any? Any you want to talk about?
Well, I think it would be a disservice if we didn't at least brush on Kangaroo Jack.
Was that? Oh, that's awesome.
Kangaroo Jack was a January release.
I remember.
One of my biggest letdowns of my childhood.
Same. I remember as a kid, I was so excited. And then
I thought
like,
he was going to be a fucking kangaroo. A talking kangaroo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trailer fucked
and
it up.
And it fucking was it.
Yeah.
And then they had to make an animated series or a sequel that was fucking,
I feel that's like so I didn't funny. Pay I attention.
Pissed me off.
Like I didn't pay attention enough to like the advertisements to expect him to be talking when I finally saw the movie. I just saw that it was about a kangaroo, about like dudes in a kangaroo, and I was like, "Let's see what this is about." And it was, I loved it because my expectation wasn't. Because I heard about that. I heard about a lot of people, specifically kids going to the theater, expecting a talking kangaroo movie, and that's not what they got.
And it's boring. Like, I remember as a... I mean, I've only tried once after... Because I saw in theaters, I was bored as hell. Like, where's the kangaroo? He doesn't even talk, like, when he's there. Except for, like, one scene where he's high or something. I think it was on TV once. I tried watching it. So I'm like, maybe I gave it a harsh time. And I was like, nope, it's still pretty fucked up for a kid, at least.
Maybe that's what left an imprint on me. A rapping Australian kangaroo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like, I said a hip hop, a hip, a hippie to a hip hop.
All right.
I was like, this movie fucking rocks.
Dude, yeah. It's like Garfield, but with a fucking kangaroo, and he's sick with it, and he's Australian.
Come on. He's got a hoodie on.
Yeah.
It's also like, I have watched it for, like, not recently, but like a couple of years ago, I rewatched it, and it definitely doesn't hold up. It's pretty bad. Okay. Like, it definitely deserves to be a genuine. Like a bad,
okay. Because I was like, you know, maybe as an adult, knowing that it's not that, maybe there's like a good heist movie or some shit. But yeah, it's still genuine.
It's just all around mediocre. Yeah. It's like you're watching a really PG version of Harold and Kumar Goes to White Castle that they just decided to have involve Australia and a kangaroo.
Yeah,
that they release first. I walked by Anthony Anderson once at a county fair, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, that guy was in Transformers. He was like a 35-year-old man playing like a high schooler.
Was he?
Yeah, literally.
Like a high schooler? I didn't realize he was playing a high schooler. Huh?
I think so, because he was like Sam Witwicky's friend or whatever. Yeah. But this isn't a Shia LaBeouf episode. Or an Anthony Anderson episode.
But it is an Anthony Anderson episode. Scary Movie 3.
It you is know, now.
Scafori Movie.
Yeah, Scafori Movie
3.
Alright. Yeah, was definitely what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, I was like, for me, I think most of the list, like Jim Leader Nate said at top, is like, it's a bunch of movies I'm like, I've never even heard of outside of the ones we talked about already. The list I found. The only one I found that was kind of interesting was the list of good movies. And I was like, oh, we'll reach out. I'm just curious. I'll read out outside of Taken. I'll read out a few others just to kind of hear y'all. I mean, Cloverfield, I know Gibbelding likes.
Oh, yeah. I did want to talk about Cloverfield because depending on where you stand with that type of movie, that could be a terrible movie for you. Or it could, or if you're like me, I love that movie.
Fucking love it.
But a lot of people, hate that movie.
I wouldn't say I hate it, but I didn't care for it. It's what made me not
some
like
people really don't like it
at the time.
I mean, it's hard because it did start with like
a party.
It's called ARG, Augmented Reality Game. You know, there was a lot of behind the scenes stuff. Like one, the movie was released as, or it was marketed as 1808 for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And then when you went to the website, there'd be a bunch of cryptic pictures. And if you flip the pictures, it'll show you something. And if you wait 5 minutes on the website, you'll get another picture or some shit. And it was just a lot of like very interactive world building. So like there was so much that you would figure out and want to see unravel when you actually watch the movie that obviously the movie's meant to be enjoyed on its own. But I think if you were to be like, if you were following all of that stuff, it would probably kick it up a notch for you. I think in general, I think Matt Reeves might be my favorite director or one of my favorite directors. Cause,
I forgot that's him. Yeah.
He did that. He did Let the Right One In. He did the Planet of the Apes trilogy and then Batman and Batman 2. So,
I always remember that movie that my dad was super into the marketing for it and into doing everything on the website and stuff. And then that was why we went and saw it, was because he was really excited for the movie and they were being really cryptic about what the movie was going to be about.
Yeah.
Like, and so he was just very excited to see like something creepy but and mysterious that has a bunch of cool marketing, and he was just like, I'm just curious, let's go watch it.
Yeah.
And then when we like, by the time we were done, my dad was like, I hated it, I was nauseous the whole time.
That's how my dad was.
I walked out of there like, that was sick.
You got nauseous during that movie, doll?
Knocked the helicopter out of the sky.
I don't think I got nauseous, but I didn't care for it at the time because it was, I think that might have been my first found footage film, and me being like a
triple F,
it kind of like the Kangaroo Jackson era, where I was like, I wanted to go see a monster destroy the city, and I just saw a bunch of shaky cam and yeah, no. So
just like with Kangaroo Jack, I had no idea what I was there to watch, and so yeah. I enjoyed the shit out of it.
That sucks. I think your first trip F should be something special, Dala. We should.
I mean, I like.
I don't know. Maybe we should rewatch Cloverfield. Yeah, but that was your first trip F. You know what I mean?
My first trip.
Trip F.
Yeah. Trip.
Yeah. Trip F. Found footage film.
Yeah. The next one on my list, actually, that was kind of funny, because I found this on two lists. I found this on best and also worst was, and I have
two lists?
Yeah, is for both best and worst. I haven't seen it, but it's Dirty Grandpa, which, is that the Johnny Knoxville one?
Yeah.
No, that's Bobby D. Money,
let me see.
And Zac Efron.
Oh, okay. I've not. Okay. Oh. Either way, I've not seen. Oh, Robert. Yeah.
Robert De Niro, Zac Efron. I think they go on a cruise, or they go on a cross country fucking trip.
Like they're going like driving and shit.
Bobby D. Money. Yeah, Bobby D. Money's like, I'm fucking horny and shit and cool.
Yeah, I'm a dirty Zac grandpa. Like, oh hey, man, look at me. I'm walking here. Yeah, it was funny to see it on both a good and bad list, where it was like, interesting. So is this movie good or bad? Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, I mean. I'm sure it's probably melancholy, bad. But whatever. Or melancholic.
I'm not sure of any good Zac Efron comedies. Just
never. Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
What the heck has got Aubrey Plaza in it? Julianne Hough.
Yeah.
Jason Mantzoukas. Wait, what the heck?
Hey, just because they have a lot of people doesn't there. Like we've seen movie 43.
Yeah, movie 43.
Yeah. Example. Doesn't have to be good.
Don't get tricked.
Yeah. And I guess just one more to kind of top off is the Paddington, I guess, trilogy now is all January's.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently those are pretty good. Oh, wow. I've not seen any of them.
Yeah, he's going to Mexico in the fourth one.
He's like, hey, cabrón, what's up? I'm a fucking...
Hey, wey.
I'm a bear, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, pinche oso.
Oh, yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, that's not animated, but he's kind of CGI, but
it's Kangaroo Jack.
There is an animated one, Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, are those, okay.
Hmm. Yeah, I know, I think it was just the first one.
It got promoted out of January? Nice.
Like, yeah, I think eventually it did get promoted out of January.
This thing's actually pretty good.
It got bumped up. Wait, no, the first one, no, it wasn't the first one, was it the second one? Because I saw it demoted. Pop up on my list. I think it might have been demoted by, like, one of the later movies. Gotcha. Let me see.
It's like, ooh, Adam Sandler's not looking so hot. He's usually our big moneymaker with the Paul Blart and all that.
I think the list I had was just wrong. Yeah, no, it was the fourth one. That's why.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
So it's basically they got pushed. They eventually got sloughed to January because they kept making them.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense, though, too, because it's like one, for I guess for all of them, I would expect to be released in October, being Halloween, you know, it's like that's when it's gonna make its most money. Like, as
weirdly,
a producer, are they not? They
just now, as I was going through it, yeah, there's like a it's funny because like they were like, oh, Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation, mm-hmm. So that was released July,
yeah,
and then like I think the first two do follow what you were thinking, which October, is they're always in September.
Oh, okay, that's why, because I was like, that's, I mean, I always feel weird whenever there's actually speaking of. Final Destination 2, also a January movie. It's like, why isn't this a fucking... I mean, I don't think that one's like Christmassy or like January themed, but it's like, put that shit in closer to October, you know? Like, it's always wary when I see, I guess in January, but also when it's like a horror movie in January, it's like, nope.
See, if we could get somebody making some quality spoof films again, we could make it so January is like the month of when spoof films come out.
Which, speaking of...
Speaking of, I have that's a perfectly amazing segue that you have right there. Mwah. Perfect. Yeah. Good job.
That was Penn's butt.
A little star for you. Mm-hmm. So I had a little idea. I'm so fucking tired.
That was your idea. My idea was...
That's a great idea. No, but
and then take a nap.
The first thing to come to mind. Yeah, I'm going to take a nap really quick. Let's pick up again tomorrow.
Man, if only they make good spoof movies, and then January could just be the month where spoof movies come out.
Yeah, so I have a little idea. I'm so tired. So I took a list of, I would say, the worst slash most notable January movies, and I decided to run it through a little algorithm, a little bit of a technology, and I kind of I figured out from amongst that list the average of, like, you know, like the genre. Basically, we're gonna try to make the perfect January movie.
All right.
And I have a list of requirements. According to ChatGPT.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. So I took the list of requirements and I put that back into ChatGPT, and I'm like, okay, make this movie now.
Ooh.
And that's what was making me laugh earlier.
Okay.
So I'll read that later. But I think first, let's come up with our own.
That's like the control.
Based off
our
of those
personal
things.
Requirements.
Yeah, that's the control group. This is the real one.
Okay, so these are the movies that I listed. And not all of them kind of, you know, like I said, it kind of pulled the most common thing from every movie.
Right.
And let me know. So I chose Epic Movie, okay. Meet the Spartans, Movie 43, oh, wow. The Beekeeper, oh. Dungeon Siege, Mean Girls, The Grudge, Glass, 50 Shades of Black, Alone in the Dark, Blood Rain, and Resident Evil, The Final Chapter.
Oh, okay. Wow. I didn't know that was also a chance. This is some nice. Yeah, it's a good list. Yeah. I'm excited.
Okay.
A lot of spoofs, for sure.
There's no Kangaroo Jack, but I guess I'll take it.
He could be a cameo. Yeah, if it's a spoof, it's like Kangaroo Jack comes in and does the fucking.
We just choose one animal to all of a sudden speak and do a rap.
When he'll do cocaine off of Kim Kardashian's ass, and then
we'll pop that in there then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we'll pop that in.
That'll be one of the checklists.
Okay. Yeah, there is a slight change to the AI generated one that I'll go into, mainly because the first premise that we're gonna go with. It wasn't as funny as the second one when I ran it through ChatGPT.
Gotcha.
So what I have here is that, according to all the January movies I put in, it's going to be an action horror comedy spoof that's an adaptation of a fantasy game.
Action horror comedy spoof.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a spoof. It doesn't need to be. Comedy's redundant in that.
I guess, yeah.
Based on a video game, you said? Fantasy video game.
Yeah. Okay. Fantasy video game.
Okay.
Zelda is my first thought. If we're... Or
okay.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Baldur's Gate? I think of Baldur's Gate as well.
Baldur's Gate and Dungeons & Dragons, I was thinking, like...
So let's
especially with the rise of popularity of D&D now in general, like...
Since it's a spoof, it doesn't really
need
to be
parts.
Anything specific. Yeah. It could just be
it's like Scary Movies,
high
like,
fantasy.
Yeah, Scary Movies like a parody of two movies put together usually. So it's like Zelda, Baldur's Gate, Squish.
Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Instead of Carlite, can it be Kangaroo Jack?
Ooh.
That's how we sneak him in.
They call him Kajak.
Yeah.
He's
gay vampire kangaroo. K-Jack. That's Australian. And raps.
Ooh. Oh my god. Okay, we'll get into. Oh my god. Okay, I'm having ideas. But okay, there's going to be a bunch of pop culture references, right?
Need a reference? Jonathan Majors.
Skibbity Toilet.
Jonathan Majors, for sure. Sky. Fuck!
Oh, did I beat you?
That was
toilet.
Like my one idea.
Yeah. Hawk to
Fortnite.
Hawk to a
Fortnite. Ooh, Hawk to a. God, this sucks!
You know you're cooking with fire when given
a... There's going to be a tavern where, like, a wizard's like, Maiden, what do you do to a wizard's staff to help cast spells? And she's going to be like, I huck to on that thing.
Yeah. There's got to be, like, a moment where, like, they need to find transportation to get to the next town. And so Elon Musk to sell them a Cybertruck. Mm-hmm.
But like, it like, breaks down immediately, and like, come on,
yeah. But it like explodes. Shit. Like they use it as a Trojan horse, just full of like a bomb, and just roll it into a camp and explode.
Yeah. They're like, oh
but
yeah.
Should
there
it
you
be?
Go.
I guess they should be on the nose, right? Like I was thinking, should it be like not a Cybertruck, but should it be like a truck made of twigs or something, you know? But no, it should be like,
metal or something.
Oh, look, there's Elon Musk. Maybe he could sell us a Cybertruck.
Yeah, quite literally.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty straightforward. It's like, I think they call like Iron Man and Hulk fucking fist bump and do cocaine off Kim Kardashian's ass.
Okay, and then
like, I don't think they changed the name.
So the most common directors for the movies were Uwe Boll and Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer.
So it's all three of them.
So yeah, exactly. So it's all three of them directing this movie.
Perfect.
Uwe Boll's in it. Fandom.
The three of us. And the fact that it's a spoof of a game, that's perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh shit, yeah, there we go. I think that was about it.
Sorry, I was like,
that's basically what Uwe Boll accidentally makes.
Honestly, yeah. I think us joking about is kind of how they wrote the movies back at like the epic movie and stuff. They're just like, and then there's a scene where like Link breaks pots, but it's like there's weed in it and they're all bongs and he starts eating that.
Bro, you broke my bong. Broke my pot. Dude, that sucks.
Yeah. I think this
is
literally
different because we're funny.
well, that's a stretch.
Yeah, we're trying to
Skibbity Toilet's hilarious. Yeah, it's different.
Okay, you can't say we're funny and then say Skibbity Toilet is hilarious.
Yeah, our references are way toilet, better because Hawktua.
Yeah.
Oh, she Hawktua's into a cauldron. She's like, you have to Hawktua. It's a hag. Hagtua. Oh, shut up, Hagtua.
Yeah.
And she goes, Hagtua.
She's on a podcast, but then she scams fucking runs out. Like, she scams the people with, like, her cauldron, like, selling her wares.
These aren't requirements, but I noticed that Jason Statham and I think maybe Bruce Willis might be the two actors that appear in the, you know,
common denominator.
Two bald white dudes so the two leads should be two bald white men.
Like, one of them is
is
the equivalent of Mitsk. And then the other one, we just straight up give one of them a wig to play. Like it's just like the wizard is Jason Statham. So he's all like, oh, I've got this. But then he has to wave his hands around and be like, incinerate.
Yeah, okay. So now I think we should come up with the cast. right off the bat, I think the vampire should be just Edward Cullen. Just an Edward Cullen.
It's Nosferatu.
Oh, yeah, more topical. Yeah. It's like,
it's gotta be
Nosferatu.
Yeah.
So it's Nosferatu.
It's just basically Nosferatu. Ooh.
And in the daytime, they're always like, where is he?
Yeah.
And at night, they're like, yeah.
And he's like making out with a woman, when he's like gone.
Yeah.
It's gonna be some stupid joke. Or he's like parties at stripper so horny. Club, like strip clubs.
Oh my god, he's always so horny fucking people. Okay, Nosferatu is gonna be the sexy
vampire
ladies man of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know we said Karlach would be Kangaroo Jack, but what if Karlach also was Hellboy from the Crooked Man?
That wasn't a January movie.
No, but still.
I think we could do something else though.
See, I'm so tired, and my mind immediately heard you making fun of Hellboy, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, what the fuck, man?
Where are we now?
I'm gonna box you like Uwe Boll does.
Yeah, exactly.
Step in the ring, baby.
Oh my god.
Okay, so we'll...
So sorry, you said Karlach Hellboy. Is there another
There's lots of other demons and devils.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like we for sure need Hellboy, but I think, like, I like Nosferatu as the Karlach because it's just too topical. Yeah. It'd be funny as hell, like, with the fucking horny vampire mustache and all.
Ooh, Jason Statham and Bruce Willis should be villains.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I could see that.
Dude. And we finish each other's sandwiches.
I think in epic movie, what's her name? Is the White Queen the one with the, oh, it's me. I have the voice. Like this.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? Jennifer Coolidge.
There you go, Coolidge. Yeah. I think Jennifer Coolidge is the villain. Yeah. So that makes sense. So wait, what's the villain of Baldur's Gate? Or maybe more to make it topical. It needs to be something.
Don't need to focus on Baldur's Gate. It needs to be the
something like
pop culture now.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Thanos. They're both Thanos.
Lazelle. She's a Na'vi from Avatar: Way of Water.
Oh God.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like scene. Like what? Okay, let me. We had a lot of movies.
Who's a wizard that we could reference?
Ooh, I want long legs.
Probably Gandalf,
Nick Cage at some point, if we can.
Eh.
It's long not really legs? Recent. No, it's got to be like Megan or the nun.
Yeah, true. Yeah, maybe the nun and Megan are doing a dance off or something at some point. Like they're doing dancing. It's like, okay.
They're doing TikTok dances.
Yeah,
all of the magic is cast with TikTok dances.
This is true.
Okay. And like K-pop dances.
Like, oh, hey, you want to shoot fireball? You got to do this. It's like,
okay, so what's the plot, I guess? It's a horror action comedy, so I feel like you don't need to worry about the horror stuff.
The comedy parts.
I feel like the worms in their head is still pretty good.
The worms? Oh, is that part of
worms in their head?
Baldur's Gate.
Only it's like represented by like a song like super catchy, but it's like really annoying, and it's an earworm.
It's TikTok dances earworm, like the TikTok songs TikTok. That are the earworms.
Yeah.
Just the slowed and reverbed.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my god.
So yeah, the four heroes go to fucking stop the two king King Jonathan Majors, who's played by Bruce Willis and Jason Statham.
One's Majors. That's how we work it out.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. And
Orin? Godzilla's got to be Orin at some point.
Godzilla, yeah.
Godzilla's in there, yeah.
King Kong, Godzilla gotta be.
And then they gotta be smaller. Godzilla in this. They gotta be small, and then the characters are gonna be like, I thought they'd be bigger.
And then they're like,
it's just a dude in a suit. Yeah. Oh, they go down when they're down in the when they like discover the fish people in the Underdark, like all the it's like bubbling water, and they're like, oh no, what is it? And then you like see the back of the head rising out of the water, but then he's just tiny and he's just like,
Godzilla.
And then there's a bunch of him. There's a bunch of Godzillas.
And all the bubbles were actually him just farting or something. Like it's like,
yeah,
that's all it was.
And then a bunch of skibbity toilets come out of the bubbles.
Oh, that's pretty smart. We're gonna need skibbity toilet in there. So if like Freddy Fazbear,
Somewhere. It's gotta be like a Freddy Fazbear / Pikachu.
Freddy Fazbear's the owl bear.
Okay.
Okay.
They go in to fight the owl bear, and it's Freddy Fazbear.
That sucks.
It sucks so much. That's why it's perfect.
I love hate this.
We can't make it good. It's coming out in January.
It's called January movies.
What are other horror movies that we've missed?
Horror movies? Alien Romulus. There's like an alien like at one point.
Smile. Everyone's smiling. Yeah. They can't stop. Yeah.
They'll literally steal the joke of Alien from Spaceballs. It'll just be that same joke, but just stolen from Spaceballs. It'll be that at one point.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now should we be doing what the other spoof movies do and actually be trying to reference mostly other fantasy things?
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do personally.
I guess, Or just referencing things. So, Game of Thrones, Cersei?
Ooh, yeah, that'll... Cersei. Yeah, we gotta have, like, a Cersei moment, yeah.
Cersei, yeah.
The shame moment, like, someone gets forced to do the naked walk through the street with the nun behind them ringing the bell. Shame.
There'll be a scene...
Shame. I've never seen Game of Thrones.
There'll be a scene where, this is a bit older, but there'll be a scene where, like, the four heroes are like, oh, we'll get that ranger to join us, and he kicks the helmet, but his, like, leg breaks, but, like, at the shin or something, like, something, like more extreme.
He, like, crumples his entire leg, and, like, he's in agony, and there's, like, blood squirting out of
him. And there's a bunch of nerd guys that are like, hey, did you know when he kicked that, he actually broke his foot?
I'm imagining he goes to kick the helmet, instead of the helmet going and flying, like his leg rips off the socket.
Yes, that's perfect. We're really doing it. We're doing the Salzburg or whatever movie. Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, is there in any of the other spoof movies, do they really make fun of Lord of the Rings? Because if they don't, then we have to have a bunch of fun of Lord of the Rings.
It's basically, it's going to be Lord of the Rings too, because the Rings of Power is out right now. So
That's true.
Yeah.
We need to have somebody saying like, what do your elf eyes see? What do your dwarf ears hear? What does your human tongue taste?
That'd be pretty good. That's a good joke. We'll do it bad, though. Don't worry. Yeah. What does your human...
And I'm Rick Grimes, and I'm here now. It's me, Rick Grimes. Somebody say Rick Grimes.
But it's Grimes, the rapper. And she's like, where's my husband, Elon Musk?
Yeah, they...
It's, okay. It's but like it's Musk, a muskrat.
Elon That's Musk right. is a muskrat.
And then she's like, I'm looking for my daughter, and she says, or my kid, and says the name, but it's like the dial-up sound. It's for fucking...
It just opens her mouth and the dial-up sound plays. Yeah. That's terrible. My kid's name. Where did they go?
Oh, God. Okay, wait. We have to have a scene where Drake is, like, rapping. He's like, look, my songs are good, I swear. I know the pedophile stuff, whatever. That's not that important. But my songs are good. Like where they're just watching him sing yeah. or some shit like that.
Amazing. I still can't get over that after all of that happened, another rapper made a bunch of songs about calling Drake a pedophile, and he was like, hey, it's too many people are listening to this. Like, he wasn't like, hey, I'm not a pedophile. Not, yeah. He was just like, hey, why are you guys promoting this song? Oh, stop that.
We have to have a substance reference, too, where like someone takes the substance. Maybe it's like, someone takes a substance and then they turn into yeah. Drake, and then that's when that scene happens where he's like, like singing.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but that's what would happen.
But yeah, that'd be,
like considering the
yeah.
No, I'm not saying that. What you said, I'm saying like yeah. No.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's perfect.
Just the devil that Will worships like talks to him via Joe Rogan podcasts.
Ooh, oh yeah, like... it's a Joe Rogan podcast. Yeah. And then they're like, cut to the clip of the guys playing of the main characters playing Squid Game, and then it's a scene of the guys playing Squid Game.
It's like Squid Game, but it's like
wait, Squid Game is the Trials of Char.
Oh, okay.
The Trials of Char.
God, that's the worst part of the fucking game.
Yeah, and when they get to that, it's just the Squid Game.
But it's a lot of like
God hosting the Squid Game.
It's a lot of characters.
It's a season of Squid Game.
It's a lot of characters though that don't need to be there. Like it's fucking like the guy from Megalopolis. And then it's like fucking.
Oh god!
It like long legs dude is there. Fucking.
Oh yeah.
Deadpool's
Red
there.
One. Just
yeah. Red
having
one.
Someone pretend to be Adam Driver just to say with your friends in the club.
Does he say that? I've not seen the movie yet. Goddamn.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to see that movie so bad, but also not. But
I need to. I still need to see it. Yeah. I'm determined. I need to watch it at some point. But it was just I could not pay to go see it in theaters.
No, you totally. Yeah. Quiet Place and Joker.
So what happened?
Or like movies that happened last
oh,
year.
Oh, the Joker, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that there's like going to be a random time
Wicked.
Where it breaks into a musical. Mm, yeah, yeah, it's got to break
it's
into
be
a musical.
Wicked and Joker and
the
Lion
Hag.
King.
The Hag has got to make like has got to make a Wicked joke, like a Wicked reference.
I hate.
And then Mufasa's there.
I just hate how this is probably like 100% how they came up with the movies that they did do.
There is. Probably just, this is really what.
What movie
did.
Came out? Oh, Narnia.
Well, oh man,
shit. That's so good.
Do Ours you guys
be better?
Do you guys have any other ideas you want to get into before I read off the AI one?
Oh yeah.
Oh, right. Also, the entire thing is found footage.
Oh my god,
it's found footage being recorded by the sacred artifact that's like floating behind them and following them all the time.
They're like, hey, be careful, that's the same camera that recorded Cloverfield, the only good movie in January.
The only good January movie. And then that's when they cut to the title of the movie, January movie.
Ooh, January movie.
I think that's pretty much, I think what we did was pretty much an A plus, 100%. So, I don't know. No,
honestly, blockbuster material is going to sell millions.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't think you can do better than that. So let's hear the computer's version,
let's
I guess.
See what the fucking loser has.
So at first, the prompt I put in was I wrote, write a fake film synopsis of an action horror comedy spoof that's an adaptation of a fantasy video game. I put, you can pick the video game. There has to be a modern-day pop culture references and tropes, and it will be directed by Uwe Boll and Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer. Must be an ensemble cast. You can pick the cast. And the first one is called Quest for the Lulz, Legend of Meme Area.
Meme Area?
Meme Area?
That's...
It wasn't good. It's not good. It's not good.
It's dumb.
As a title, that is a good title.
It's a good title. But yeah. As I read it, I'm like, oh, okay, this isn't as funny as I thought it would be.
Gotcha.
So I changed from... I changed the prompt from, instead of saying comedy spoof that's an adaptation of a fantasy video game, to a fantasy parody. Okay, write a fake film synopsis of an action horror comedy fantasy parody of every terrible January movie.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Every.
All right, what do we got?
Doing your best, like trailer voice, like, in a world or so, you know.
Every January, the evil Lord Boxoficus Floppus, Nick Cage, fully unleashed.
Nick Cage, yeah, that's awesome.
Emerges from the depths of Hollywood to unleash his army of terrible movies, known as the Cinematic Catastrophes, upon the world.
Okay.
These films drain humanity's collective IQ and turn anyone who watches them into brain-dead, popcorn-munching zombies. With Earth's cultural sanity at stake, a prophecy foretells that only a team of ragtag misfits, inspired by tropes from January's worst movies, can stop Boxoficus before he releases his magnum opus, the ultimate flop.
The ultimate flop.
That's pretty good. Okay.
That's pretty funny.
No, I got... So there's a... They got that. They made a cast. Yo, you guys want to hear the cast?
That's why I was like, "Where's the cast?"
Yeah, let's hear the cast. Stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Chris Hemsworth as Blade McShadow Blood.
That's really good.
I love that.
A brooding vampire mercenary cursed to star in every reboot. He constantly monologues about his tragic backstory while posing shirtless in dramatic lighting.
That's the Nosferatu.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Melissa McCarthy as Karen Chainsaw.
Ooh,
a no-nonsense suburban mom turned zombie slayer after her HOA meeting is attacked by undead Karens. That's all right.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is snark.
As who? He snarred something? Snartalocalypse.
Ryan Reynolds is Snarky McQuips, a wisecracking action hero with meta commentary for every fight.
Stupid. That's pretty perfect.
Yeah.
Honestly, definitely. Having just Deadpool kind of be there would be perfect.
Yeah, true, true.
Awkwafina is Lily TikTok, a mystical influencer.
Oh my god.
A mystical influencer who uses viral dances to summon magical weapons and stall enemies.
We that did that. Okay.
Yeah.
TikTok dance to make use magic. We said
that's
that.
True. It stole from us. So we got one thing.
We got one point.
Yeah, that's
crazy. True. Danny DeVito as Uncle Salty.
isn't that the guy from fucking Smiling Friends?
That's what I thought. That's what I was saying. I don't know. I don't
think. That's so good, though. Uncle Salty.
An unhinged exorcist with a flask full of holy water and a knack for accidentally summoning demons.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Fun.
And then
that's a good character.
Last is Zendaya as Princess Dystopia, a moody, reluctant fantasy warrior who just wants to binge watch true crime documentaries instead of saving the world.
We would have to reference Dune. We would have to reference Dune if we're doing a fantasy spoof.
Yeah.
God. There's a whole plot synopsis. Jesus Christ. What else?
I mean, if it's not too long, I would say read it, but I mean, yeah, go for it.
Okay. Okay, the movie begins with a parody of The Grudge 2020, as Karen Chainsaw's house is haunted by a ghost who whispers, "January is coming." Meanwhile, Blade McShadow...
Nice, yeah, it's also Game of Thrones.
Nice.
Meanwhile, Blade McShadow Blood is battling poorly CGI'd werewolves in a Blood Rain-esque scene that looks suspiciously filmed in a parking lot. The heroes are eventually united by the Oracle of Rotten Tomatoes. Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Meryl Streep in a surprisingly serious cameo.
Because she always plays comedy, I guess, you know?
Oh. This is what wins her the Oscar that year.
who warns them that Lord Boxoficus plans to merge all bad movie universes into one giant cinematic abomination. I don't know. Wait, this is already different.
This is
from
also
the first
so
plot
funny
cinematic.
Because this is literally also inherently a meta spoof of the Deadpool movie.
Yeah. To stop him, the team must travel through parodies of terrible January movies. The Island of Forgotten Franchises, a glass-inspired realm where failed sequels are sent to die, ruled by a cranky Bruce Willis hologram. Mm. A hologram? Dungeon of the Miscast Heroes, a nod to Dungeon Siege and Alone in the Dark. Okay, it's just using the movies that I fucking pumped in there specifically. Yeah. Where the team fights hordes of laughably bad CGI monsters while Blade complains about being too good for this franchise. The Hall of Cringe Comedy, a parody of Epic Movie and Date Movie, where the heroes are forced to endure slapstick gags and painfully outdated jokes.
Okay.
The Maze of Romance Gone Wrong, a 50 Shades of Black spoof where every hallway is lined with awkward romantic subplots and cheesy one-liners. Zombie Apocalypse caused by Movie 43.
I'll say a spoof Resident Evil. Spoof isn't really that, like, interesting. But no, wow. Yeah, it's mostly at the
play. Because, like, this sounds literally like it's also, like, spoofing, like, multiverse everything that exists now too, like,
yeah, it's still pretty accurate to the stuff that we're getting.
Okay.
Pop culture references and tropes. Blade McShadowblood constantly compares himself to Edward Cullen while making fun of Marvel's oversaturation.
Okay.
Karen Chainsaw live streams her zombie kills with the caption "Mom's Night Out" trending worldwide.
Stop that! Why do I love that? Actually,
could use some work, but I like. Yeah, so far these are pretty.
Well, yeah,
just clean them up. I feel
okay. The next one you'll love. Uncle Salty accidentally summons Logan Paul while trying to exercise a cursed NFT.
A cursed NFT. Oh, that's a good one.
That's so good. That's a good.
Take that part.
That's so for sure. Good.
Shit.
That's so fucking good. How does that happen?
Logan Paul. That's so funny.
Think about internet. Yeah. Damn, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, the team engages in a mandatory dance-off parodying Fortnite, TikTok, and The Last of Us Part 2 musical meme mods.
Oh, fuck. Okay. All right.
That's, I didn't even fucking put that in there.
It's getting a little smarter.
Someone's already had this idea.
Yeah, it's learning.
In a massive crossover finale, this is the final battle. Ooh. In a massive crossover finale, the team storm. It's so hard to read right now. The team storms Lord Boxofficus's lair, a fortress that looks like a Hollywood red carpet littered with Razzie trophies. What the fuck does that even mean? The floor? It's just a red. What does that mean?
I don't know. It looks like a red carpet event with piles of Razzie trophies everywhere,
I guess.
But it says that that's what his fortress looks like.
I guess it's just maybe it has red carpet.
Exactly.
I don't know what that means.
It's a castle with red carpet all over. I don't know. Yeah, it's room
that's
for.
So fun. That's my brain is probably reading it. I'm reading it too literally. Anywho, a fortress that looks like a Hollywood red carpet littered with Razzie trophies. The heroes must navigate deadly traps, including exploding plot holes. That's fun. And scenes cut for budget reasons. That's
a pretty good joke, yeah.
Like, plot holes that are basically mines that you have to avoid. Like, that's funny as fuck.
It's like, wait a minute, earlier.
How could this see? Yeah. In the climactic fight, they face the ultimate flop, a Frankenstein's monster of January's worst movies.
Frankenstein?
Oh, we'll talk about that in a bit. As the monster prepares to deliver its final cringe-inducing monologue, the heroes launch their secret weapon, a movie trailer for a fake Marvel crossover that distracts the monster long enough for Uncle Salty to exercise Boxofficus back into development hell.
Oh, whoa. Nice.
That's solid. That's tight. Honestly, that's so. It's really meta. So, I feel like it'd be really hard for someone to make that.
No, totally.
Oh my god!
You could tweak it a bit, and you could get something good out of this.
Yeah,
guys, I didn't even tell you the fucking name of this banger.
What was the name of this one?
January Justice: Rise of the Dumpster Fire.
Nice. That's better than the last one. Yeah. January Justice.
Yeah.
Okay, so post-credit scene.
Oh, shit. Vulture?
There's three of them. Oh, God. Let's see.
Of course there is. That's the only way to do it in this fucking parody.
January Justice 2, Attack of the Reboots. Or a teaser for January Justice 2.
Like Kung Pao, where the movie never gets made, but they tease the second one.
Oh, it's, yeah. A fake Mean Girls versus Zombies crossover. That's, all right. And then Nicolas Cage breaking the fourth wall, promising to star in every bad movie sequel ever.
That's a good one. That's fucking good.
AI came up with this? God damn.
It's gotten better.
That's crazy. Shit. Apparently it's gotten better. Oh no, are the computers getting funny?
How mad would you guys be if they actually made this movie and we were like, fuck. We made it.
It is kind of funny.
Kind of like came up with it first.
Because it says, it also says why it exists. Because Hollywood knows that every January audiences crave so bad it's good movies, and who are better to deliver than the unholy trifecta of Uwe Boll, Jason Friedberg, and Aaron Seltzer?
Perfect, yeah.
AI's gotten too. I feel like
it weirdly could get off the ground too, because Hollywood loves movies about movies.
Yeah.
So like, if it's a whole movie that's a self-referential mess that's all just referencing the fact that January is a dump month, I feel like you could weirdly find producers for that.
You just gotta get the right like fire started under this, and you got like yourself greenlit. Maybe not like to the extent of like how much it is in it, like, but for sure.
That was really good. I hope they make that.
Yeah.
I guess I could just take all that and put it into some kind of AI thing and be like, "Hey, show me this movie."
Take out a little bit of the overhanded meta-ness, and then just like inject some of the stuff that we wanted to do too, and then what it comes, combine, see what the total is. Yeah, make sure Jason Statham's in there and whatnot.
Kangaroo Jack as well. Gotta throw him in there.
That was exhausting. That was exhausting, but that was honestly so much fun. Just reading all that.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. January Justice, go watch it, everyone.
Yeah, hopefully this episode isn't the, the January release that bombs for our
show.
For our history, you know, yeah.
Speaking of January releases, though, let's talk about I, Frankenstein for a little bit, because. It's sexy.
What is there to say?
I was gonna sexy say Frankenstein.
Sexy Frankenstein. That is the tag. That might as well be the tagline for the movie and the entire synopsis. Hot
Frankenstein.
What if Frankenstein hot? Yeah, question hot? Mark.
What if his monster hot?
Give Frankenstein abs.
What you don't know is I've been saving the world in shadows and secret for the last 600 years.
I'm dead. Dead sexy. That's what I. He picked, like, he's like, okay, let me find the biggest abs I can, and then I'll sew those together, and then, actually, they're made of, like, six different abs. Every pec is it, or every ab is a different six-pack.
It turns out that, like, Dr. Frankenstein was just gay and really horny, and so he just only picked dudes who look like underwear models to make Frankenstein out of.
This one's got a nice big cock on him. I'll take this one.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That takes some nice abs. These pecs are amazing. And his chiseled jaw.
Might as well give him two cocks while I'm at it. Why not?
I can do anything. I need a bigger jar.
This is my monster.
The cock on the hands.
This is my monster. Two cock David.
Cock nipples.
It looks like fucking Shumagorath, but it just dicks.
Is that what you think gay men are attracted to? Is just like, my perfect vision of a man would be a dude with cocks for everything.
Oh shit!
Like the aliens with the like the aliens from Scary Movie 4 or whatever, Scary Movie 3. They got dicks for fingers.
Yeah. Oh shit! I was joking. It's like a big fucking tentacle like monster, essentially, just like a ball of dicks.
Oh my god, the mind flayer. Instead of tentacles coming off the face, it's just more dicks.
Exactly.
A beholder, but it's just dicks. Oh, that'll be in the movie. A beholder, but it's dicks. What are those?
What's that censored thing coming at us? Oh, that's a beholder. some kind of pun version of beholder.
Well, should we get into plugs?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, let's do some plugs. If y'all want to reach me, you can find me at JimLeanAid on everything. Real simple.
I'm Gibbledang on everything.
I was like, you find me at dollar.art on Instagram. I've been got some things I want to try to hit up this year, so you know, follow me there.
I feel like that whole entire synopsis was so stupid it made me tired in a good way.
Yeah.
Same.
It was like
same. I'm also very tired. I don't think I've said that on the podcast yet.
I don't think you've said it at all, actually. I'm surprised you're tired. Yeah. Are you sure?
Thank you. Thank you.
You get so much energy.
Yeah. Can't tell.
No. I'm a little melancholic myself, but yeah. Yeah.
Well, why don't we go ahead and do plugs then? That'll cheer you up. Yeah. I know you love yourself some
follow
plugs.
Follow No Dumb Idea first on Blue Sky.
Oh, I mean, not plugs.
The cheers. Shout outs?
The cheers. Shout out. Why don't we give a shout out? Yeah, why don't we give a shout out to January? Why not?
Yeah, shout outs to doing cocaine off Kim Kardashian's ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to Hellboy.
Shout out to gay jokes in spoof movies.
Cock nipples. Shout out to cock nipples.
Shout out to Jack.
Lord Box Office Floppus.
Yeah, Box Office. Yeah, so good.
That's a good one. Yeah, shout out to werewolves, bad CGI werewolves.
Shout out to
Snarky McQuips.
Shout out to the town of January started it all, you know?
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to Daniel January. Yeah,
January.
And January Jones.
Yeah.
Senior.
January Jones, yeah.
What else?
Still fucking...
Does January deserve more?
Yeah.
God damn.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.